Welcome to the Slice of Heaven 24-Hour Pie Shop and Driving Range. My name is Barbara Jean Walsh, and I believe that everyone needs a special place to go to from time to time. If your path leads you to our door, well, come on in and plan to stay a while. We're open 24 hours a day. Golf tip number 4. A couple of days ago, the morning guy gave me another tip. It took him 3 post-its to write it all out. Fortunately, he has very precise and legible handwriting. "You are ready for golf tip number 4," he writes. "The ball should be aligned the same place in relation to your left heel every time. The driver's ball should be aligned inside the left heel. The wedge's ball should be aligned equidistant between the 2 heels. Never go to the right of that spot. All other clubs should be aligned on a line from the driver to the wedge, depending on the club length." I do not have a clue about what he is telling me, and I scribble a note wanting to know what happened to tip number 2 and tip number 3. Then, when I got to work this morning, I found his answer on a napkin taped to my inbox. They are grip tips and are better taught by showing, not by words. Obviously, I will need someone else to teach me grip tips, since the morning guy has successfully avoided having to deal with me in person for months, and he is unlikely to change anytime soon. And yet, we do stay in touch. It's a reliable relationship, not a satisfying one. I know I'm not ready for golf tip number 4. It has way too many variations. So I will just stick with the changes that Sandra gave me at my last lesson, and I will practice, practice, practice. Last night, I admit, I did get sucked into that color thing. Yes, I saved the shiny yellow ones until the last, and I swear it made a difference. Better balls? Is that what it's all about? Better sticks? Finer tools? What about sheer skill and determination? Maybe I should stick to swimming. But no, I love the color, sounds, and smell of the whole thing too much. I'll just work on style for now and worry about new equipment later on. I will note, though, that I'm tempted to post a new rule out on the range. No married couples allowed. A little harsh? Maybe. But I just don't enjoy being that close to non-communicating people. If I wanted to hear bickering, I would still be living at Lake of the Ozarks, watching men trying to direct their wives and backing their trailer boats down the ramp. On the other hand, I did love seeing a dad and a preteen daughter hanging out together. They can come back and play for free anytime. We're open 24 hours a day. Evolution or creation? The story of Eggs Benedict Pie. In 1894, the story goes, Lemmy Benedict, bored and hungover, told the chef at the Waldorf Astoria that he wanted something different for breakfast. What he ordered doesn't seem all that different. Poached eggs, bacon, and buttered toast. But he also asked for a pitcher of hollandaise sauce and proceeded to build his own treat. The chef, Oscar Turkey, later made his own variation and put it on the menu with English muffins and sautéed ham. But Lemmy never approved of Oscar's version. No, the real deal was the way Lemmy made it, and that was that. The history of Eggs Benedict is now more than 100 years old, and although a lot of people have taken a whack at creating the EB, but like so many things in life, all they can do is build on the original idea, the one where Lemmy Benedict ordered up that pitcher of sauce. Toaster muffins, toaster artichoke hearts, salmon instead of ham. I'd be willing to try any of them, especially if I were at the Waldorf Astoria with a hangover. Here, At the Slice of Heaven 24-Hour Pie Shop and Driving Range, we have our own delectable version of Lemmy's Dish Eggs Benedict Pie. We make it in an individual serving dish with a breadcrumb crust, baked with brushed butter, topped with piping hot Canadian bacon, two poached eggs, and as much hollandaise sauce as you can stand, garnished with one of those cute little sprigs of parsley just for a touch of color and a sprinkling of paprika. If we served liquor, we'd give you a Bloody Mary too, but we don't, so you'll have to settle for our trademark Bloody Shame. If you slip in a bit of something from your own hip flask, we won't try to stop you. Want to go the vegetarian route? We are willing to negotiate. Just remember, at the Slice of Heaven 24-Hour Pie Shop and Driving Range, we use only real ingredients. Peeled Onion Dream Pie. Just peel the onion, they say. Peel back the layers and see what you find. I say nothing, but I am wrong. Nothing is just what I found at the time, but now I know it's full of space, and space, of course, is full of stars. So we talk about observation, seeing time move and wondering when and how simple viewing moved its way through the amygdala to turn itself into critical thinking. To make this pie, I suggest you start with just one large, unfathomably sweet Vidalia onion. Peel it back until all you can see is stars, motion, and mathematics. Opine to your heart's desire. Percolate, steep overnight, reflect, and finally inject with just enough emotion to give it that special sip. Spread over a thick skin of bread dough and minced onion. Bake in a wood-fired adobe oven in the dark of night just north of Nogales while you sing with coyotes and breathe in the same stars that you formerly could not see inside the onion. Serve in a paper bag. Try to think your way out of it. Sometimes you can get enough of Barry White. Last night, out on the driving range, well after dark, I go through 100 balls in only an hour, which I know is much too fast. I'm not spending enough time in the silent place between the swings, and I'm going too fast when I'm swinging. So I know I need to adjust my sense of time and timing and slow it all right down. As usual, I need to find a source for the defect. And so today, I am passing the blame onto Wendy's Chocolate Chip Cookie Dough Frosty, a 480-calorie treat, and 25% of those calories are from fat. Woo! The Healthy Alternatives website suggests that I would have been wiser to go for the Mandarin chicken salad instead, but it's just not the same kick. And standing around with a Mandarin chicken salad would not endear me to the local golf teens as much as the chocolate chip cookie dough Frosty does. Wow, says one bright-eyed local boy. I just had one of those 2 hours ago, and I am still buzzing. My point exactly. If I'd gotten mine with chocolate ice cream instead of just chocolate chip, I would probably still be out there. Then again, I didn't sleep well, and I am out there again at 9 a.m., hitting balls and musing about the events of the past 9 or so hours. Picture me now, driving too fast on I-95, high on way too much sugar, but happily previewing the evening's progress, remembering the voices of the two men next to me, softly sharing advice and stories, whistling low in appreciation as one or the other hits a truly spectacular shot. I am happy. I am cruising on the superhighway that can be seen from space, and I am listening to jazz and thinking about the morning guy, who is out there somewhere for his evening run, staying fit, keeping the boxes in his mind all nicely organized and never letting them touch each other, and then it happens. The radio inexplicably switches from jazz to Barry White, and I hear Barry moaning about how he cannot get enough of my love. Suddenly, my mood goes from crest of the wave to serious paper cut, and I feel like I just plunged my hand into a vat of organic lemon juice. I want to swerve into the nearest bar and knock back some Jack Daniel's Black to ward off the unexpected and unwelcome stab of loneliness. For just a split second, I even find myself missing my two ex-husbands, Pretty Boy Boyd and Patrick the Liar. But the impulse blinks out of existence just as quickly as a firefly being eaten by a bat. The next song, though, is equally devastating, and I am plotting the shortest route to Pepe's hideaway when my cell phone jangles and it is Sue Ten, stranded at a Starbucks with a folding bike and no interest in pedaling any farther. "I was just reaching out for a human connection," she says, relieved to have a diversion. I say I understand fully and continue south, well past my exit, slowing down to navigate a major speed trap where there are at least a dozen blue lights flashing. I pick her up in a matter of minutes. On the way to her deluxe double wide, we debate the pie shop menu. I am not at all convinced that her version of eggs Benedict pie with sliced potatoes instead of crust works for me. She argues for more variety in the menu. I'm holding my ground. I'm running a 24-hour pie shop and driving range, not a cafe. And I like purity of definition. What she's offering is a casserole. I will only serve pie and metaphors. So this message is for all of you who want more than what I have to offer. Get in your pickup truck and just go next door to the swing barn. You can talk to Sue Ten, in Italian no less, and you can eat whatever you like. You can even have waffle fries covered with cheese in a can. You can swing dance. You can weep in your beer. Remember, though, the swing barn is not open 24 hours a day. There's no free internet, and there aren't even any good books to read. Although some of the graffiti in the restrooms, which, by the way, have signs saying them and us on the doors, is pretty interesting. Now, if you want pie for dessert, give us a call, and I'll send Joe Sparkle Jr. over in a golf cart to deliver it to you. Please have exact change. Life can be so easy. That's all for now. I hope you'll join us again. Meanwhile, we'd love to hear how you're doing with your own golf game, your poetry, and your pie recipes. Just drop us a line at radio@slicingheaven.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, you can always buy the book at amazon.com or from your favorite bookseller.